If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And as you know, what I've been doing lately is talking about various issues. We're also going to have some interviews coming up soon, but talking about various issues that are going on in the world or in the nation and some of the news issues and how we respond to them with the faith. And of course, one of the things I talked about is a lot of issues that we deal with in our country come from a loss of a sense of sin. And so what happens is people get focused on sin just on like sexual issues, and they forget of all the other sins that are there. And because of that, all that understanding gets dismissed while people stand up and say, well, no, you're focused. You shouldn't be focused here or there, whatever the case may be. But the fact is, we have to understand sin as it is, as truly sin. In a lot of ways, when we're not doing God's will. So when that happens, disaster ultimately happens. And one of the things we're seeing is a lot of division in our country and a lot of problems in our country. And it could be related to something, not obviously this incident, but something that is fascinating that came out in the 70s. It was a book by Carl Menninger who wrote the title of the book, Whatever Became of Sin. Well, at the same time, we need to understand within our concept of faith how to treat others. And you may have heard last week the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith used to be known as the Congregation, or is a Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. We used to call it the CDF, but now it's called the DDF, with Cardinal Fernandez, who is an Argentinian like the Pope. And he's written some very famous documents over the past few months. But this one talks about human dignity. And it was interesting because, you know, on Tuesday nights, we have a great discussion about anything to do with the Catholic Church. And one of my parishioners said, well, there is something we can discuss. I said, sure, if you want to. And it's great to be able to, with the internet, be able to offer people the actual documents that come out so we can talk about what does the document actually say, not what the news media says, because as I always say, they don't have a clue. And they really don't. And I can explain what I mean by that in a minute. But of course, you know, some people in the media might say, well, how can you say that? Well, I can say it very easily, trust me. But they don't have a clue. Well, one of the reasons why I say that is this document begins with an understanding of what dignity is all about and quotes a speech by Pope John Paul II at what was known as the Puebla Conference. And the minute I saw that, I went, the Puebla Conference. This was a very powerful conference that happened in 1979 in Puebla, Mexico. And it was a conference of what is known as CELAM, which is the Conferencia Episcopal de los Obispos de América Latina, which means the Episcopal Conference. Episcopal does not mean the Anglicans who become Episcopals. Episcopal means bishop, the Bishops' Conference of Latin America. So those are the bishops from Mexico all the way down to the tip of Argentina. And so therefore you have, that's what Salem is. The Americans are not there except in Puerto Rico. And you may or may not know, when you are in Latin America, Puerto Rico is looked upon as its own state. It's just the way it is in Latin America. If you go to the any kind of Pan-American games, you'll see one of the teams is Puerto Rico. So just so you know that. And so there is the bishops from Puerto Rico are there, but not necessarily the bishops of the rest of the United States and all the Latin American countries. So in Puebla, they had a discussion on how to evangelize the Latin American continent. And the Pope came out and said, remember, our main focus is on Christ. And to focus on Christ, because one of his concerns was the growth of liberation theology that would lead people to turn away from Christ. So that was, so all of what came out of Puebla was very, very important. So the document that we have, it begins with quoting the Pope from Puebla, which is so key. But your average journalist isn't going to know that, because they're not going to know the history of Puebla and the history of the Catholic Church in that area. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we are here as a bridge delivering God's word to those unable to attend Mass or those looking for support during the week. And just like the birds in the sky who neither reap nor sow, God graciously provides for their needs, we are called to spread his word as well to help people like you to hear his word and help to spread it. That's why our program exists, to bring God's message to them, but we can't do it alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be part of something truly meaningful. Together, let us make a difference. In light of that, please, if you'd like to contact me about this, I'm at stanthonyalston.org. So stanthonyalston.org, and you can see how to contact the parish through there, through our email, through our also you can call me. I'm an extension 12. The other thing you can do is also you can contact us through CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about this powerful document that came out of the DDF. And one of the things I wrote an article I haven't published yet as I'm speaking here, but one of the things it really seems to draw upon is the gospel in light of Thomas Jefferson. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. What did Thomas Jefferson say? All men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And we understand that. Cardinal Fernandez says is that all human beings are endowed by God. That's not the phrase he uses, but all human beings are given by God a human dignity. And so, as in Thomas Jefferson, that our rights come to us from God, so it is in Cardinal Fernandez that he's teaching that our dignity, that means our dignity does not rely on any earthly force or event. This is really important because we believe in dignity, that every human being has dignity and is to be treated as such, and it is doesn't rely on any government, on any force or event. This is important because what he's saying is there is no such thing as a human being without dignity, whether they be disabled, whether they be homeless, whether they be in prison, whether they be CEOs, whether they be extremely successful, whether they be very fruitful in their work. It doesn't matter. Whoever exists as a human being is a person who it has a dignity that is endowed for them, given to them by God. And nothing can change that. If you really understand what that passage says, you will realize that that's a very radical statement. And the whole document really fully explains everything to do with that. Now, many of the American journalists are concerned about what he talks about with transgenderism. But if you realize that, if you take that to the deeper point, what he's really saying is that human beings do have a male and female component. This is how, I mean, there are men and there are women, but he's telling us to look at that within the context of our creation and that we all have a certain dignity. How is our country addressing the issue? Through technology. If you really look at it, through technology. And what he is saying is that this is real, but we have to respond to this through our understanding of our cooperation with our Creator, not through our own decision of whether a person should be A or B. So it's a very, and obviously I'm not phrasing that as a way that would be best, but I'm giving you a basic understanding. So a lot of the media is focused obviously on abortion and on things, the LGBT issues, because that's what the U.S. media does. They don't understand the rest of this. I can tell you right now, any reporter who wrote anything on this and didn't understand the significance of Puebla did not understand the significance of the whole thing. So do understand that. We can talk more about this, but that was one of the major events that happened recently. We'll talk more on Monday. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.